I'm Brian Gottstein, and this is the Daily Signal Top News for Wednesday, April 17th. Here are today's headlines. House Speaker Mike Johnson said on Wednesday that he'd move forward on several foreign aid bills, which include spending on Ukraine and Israel. According to the Wall Street Journal, Johnson's plan includes four bills, one each for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, and a fourth bill containing many Republican priorities, including a ban or forced sale of TikTok in the United States. Johnson has faced increasing pressure from some conservatives lately. Texas Republican Representative Chip Roy said that the speaker is seeking a rule to pass almost $100 billion in foreign aid while dangerous criminals, terrorists, and fentanyl pour across our border. Roy said that the border part of the package is watered down and merely provides cover for those who vote for it. On Tuesday, Representative Thomas Massey of Kentucky became the second Republican to call for a vote to remove Johnson from the speakership. The House of Representatives held its second hearing on anti-Semitism on Wednesday. This one is focused on the failure of Columbia University to stop anti-Semitic incidents from happening on campus. The Daily Signal's Jarrett Stepman reports that lawmakers directed cutting questions at Columbia University President Manu Shafiq during the hearing. New York Representative Elise Stefanik pressed Shafiq on tenured Columbia professor Joseph Massad, who called the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel awesome and has made a number of other anti-Israel statements directed at students. Shafiq said that she condemned his statement and that he's been talked to about his rhetoric. Stefanik asked if there were any other enforcement actions taken, to which Shafiq responded that the professor hasn't made any similar comments since. Does he need to repeat stating that the massacre of Israeli citizens was awesome? Does he need to repeat his participation in an unauthorized pro-Hamas demonstration on April 4th, Stefanik asked rhetorically. Shafiq said that Massad had been removed from his role of chairman of the school's academic review committee. However, Stefanik pointed out later in the hearing that his name remains listed as chairman on the school's website. Shafiq would not confirm that Massad had been removed.
But Massad is still, in fact, listed on the Columbia website as chair of the Academic Review Committee. Are you aware of that?
I would need to check that. I don't want to misstate.
The website's right here.
I don't want to misstate because I
So he hasn't been removed as chair.
I would like to confirm that.
Do you have my commitment he'll be removed as chair today?
I have my commitment that I will come back to you and give you the facts.
So he hasn't been removed? So you said in front of Congress under oath that...
I am not sure.
He was removed. Well, I'll tell you what, he's still listed on chair.
The flyers that were found at a migrant center in Mexico calling on migrants to vote for President Biden when they reach the U.S. constitute foreign meddling in U.S. elections, congressional Republicans say. The Daily Signal's Fred Lucas reports that amid the ongoing illegal immigration crisis at the southern border, lawmakers decried the flyers posted at a migrant services center that tell illegal aliens, reminder to vote for President Biden when you're in the United States. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall told Lucas that President Biden has sacrificed our nation's safety and security in his pursuit to get as many people here as possible because he believes they're future Democrat voters. Marshall called it election interference orchestrated at the highest levels and said Americans must have complete confidence in their elections. He said that any non-governmental organization that receives federal funds and is pushing illegal get-out-the-vote efforts for Joe Biden should be stripped of their funding immediately. The Heritage Foundation's Oversight Project, which was tipped off to the flyers, notes that they say in Spanish, "Reminder to vote for President Biden when you're in the United States. We need another 4 years of his term to stay open." Yuri Berliner, a senior editor at National Public Radio, who wrote a scathing article recently about NPR's left-wing bias, resigned on Wednesday. Berliner posted a resignation note on X. He said that NPR is a great American institution, and he didn't call for its defunding, but explained why he had to leave. I respect the integrity of my colleagues and wish for NPR to thrive and do important journalism, Berliner wrote. but I cannot work in a newsroom where I'm disparaged by a new CEO whose divisive views confirm the very problems at NPR I cite in my free press essay. NPR had suspended Berliner after he published his article in the Free Press last week, saying that he hadn't asked for the required approval before publishing his piece in another outlet. And that'll do it for today's episode. Thanks for listening to the Daily Signal's top news. If you haven't gotten a chance, be sure to check out our morning show right here in this podcast feed, where we interview lawmakers, experts, and leading conservative voices. Also, make sure you subscribe to the Daily Signal wherever you get your podcasts and help us to reach more listeners by leaving a 5-star rating and review. We read all of your feedback. Thanks again for listening. Have a great night, and we'll be back with you all tomorrow morning.
The Daily Signal podcast is made possible because of listeners like you. Executive producers are Rob Bluey and Kate Trinko. Hosts are Virginia Allen, Brian Gottstein, Mary Margaret Olihan, and Tyler O'Neill. Sound design by Lauren Evans, Mark Guiney, and John Pop. To learn more or support our work, please visit dailysignal.com.